Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06. I mentioned the Razorbacks are playing tonight at Dickie Stevens against UAPB. The Trojans baseball team is playing at ULM tonight. That's at 6 o'clock. We've got two more tickets to give away. Roger, we've got Razorback Graffiti. Do you want to hold the question or do you want to throw the question out now?
Let's do the question right now and move on.
Okay.
All right, this is the chance.
The first person to
get
this answer.
It's only on here.
That's right. On the text line, on the D3 Auto text line only.
501-661-1037.
First one to get the answer.
You have to have been listening for the great majority of the show, or at least early on.
All right.
Okay. It was about...
Yeah, it's about 7:10.
All right, about 7:10. Whom did Rick Schaefer celebrate a celebrity birthday with us?
Yeah, Shannon Lynn played three songs of a celebrity birthday today. Who
first
was
one,
it?
First 661-1037. If you want two tickets, you have to be texting in 501-661-1037. I'm looking on my text line. Good answer, Steve. Gone with the wind. No. Always your first choice. That is out. Steve, I ought to give you something for that. We've got a winner. We've got a winner.
Perfect.
Stop the press. Stop it. You see him, Josh? 501-294. There are winners. Very
and
good.
And now 661-1037. You got a chance if you've got the best call on Razorback Graffiti. $50 gift certificate to Sauce Bar and Oven, which is outstanding food over there.
It's a great place. Get you some. Yeah, get you some over there, and we'll be going with you on that one. Josh, you'll let us know who that winner is at the end of the segment. Now that congratulations to whomever you are.
Then after that, Roger, we'll do the big showdown, Journey versus Prince. Who knows? Maybe Journey can be Prince.
Can't wait.
For the Journey versus Prince, are they going to be calling?
They'll be calling. Yes, thank you for saying that. They'll be calling.
So save those calls for after
that's right.
We do Razorback.
That's right.
And here's the deal. If you want to, we can have that one go over into the first 15 minutes of the zone.
It's time for Razorback Graffiti.
Might need it. Might need it.
Sponsored by Fence Brokers. Looking for fencing materials? Call Fence Brokers today at 501-847-8811. Now, you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
I think we can hear Josh, too. Pick up the phone.
I'm sorry. All right, we'll take it off right there.
All right. 661-1037. Here we go, Raj.
All right. Let's start off with Fake Sterling's going to be the first one up. Make it a good one. Here we go.
One sentence only.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rumor has it a recent lottery winner supported yesterday's Make-A-Wish golf tournament. The truth is, Justin Cole Moore won the lottery the moment Kate said yes, and that's the truth.
Wow, some love for Kate right there.
That's very nice right there. Very good. Let's go to Brock Basil.
Brock Basil. Good morning.
I have a swim spa and a neck roll made of muscle, and I have a great credit score.
Thank you, Brock Basil. Yeah. Rick Schaefer's wife's on the phone. Hello, Mrs. Schaefer.
You don't know everything, Rick.
Hey, this may be the very first call into the radio station from Coach Cal.
Oh, Coach Cal. How about that?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I met with the team. That was Carter Knox. He said, it's kind of funny. There's only two of us. And I said, funny how? Funny like a clown? Do I amuse you?
Little gangster reference there.
You got that right. You don't want
mafia movie.
Don't screw up. Hey, Ghost Rider.
If anybody.
Hey, Rick, your wife just called. What's up?
No. How dare you question me, Shannon?
661-1037 is the number.
Hey, it's Stan. Hey, Stan.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look here. Hey, ain't no one wrong with y'all having high hopes. Is y'all going to look at me funny, but Dave Van Horn ain't going to win on that.
Listen, that's a real Stan.
You know how you know it's a real Stan? Because there's a long delay before he says hello when you answer the phone. Hey, it's Ron in Pine Bluff.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow. Meow, meow.
Wow.
Meow, 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 meow.
I love Stan, but why is he hating on DPA?
He's changed because Cal's there now. He can't say that about basketball anymore.
I didn't even think about that. There it is. Hey, Leslie.
Let the boy walk.
Hey, let me hear your Dumb and Dumber.
I like it a lot.
I love it. Hey, it's Tiny Cowboy.
Josh, I'll take you on a picnic, and I'll protect you.
I can't wait to hear that in the system.
I can't wait to hear it in the system. I can't wait to see the selfies. Hey, Dusty Rhodes.
Love Dusty.
Let me tell you something, Daddy. I heard that John Neighbor's first throw rating of his new throw came out, and the only thing the sheet said was, hot times, Diddy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's Triple R.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Triple R.
Me and Kerr are on our way there.
Everybody,
Rick, have the food ready. Go.
Everybody's trying to do the double
R now.
Everybody's
doing the double
R. 661-1037 is the number.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it's
look.
Josh's parents. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Neighbors.
Hey, Josh. You know your mother and I always taught you to chase your dreams. We just hope that you had better dreams than this. You know, more like your brother, you loser.
That's good.
That's so good.
It is.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Roger Scott's calling. Good morning, Rog.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit.
William, good morning. What's this only?
Did John Calipari work at McDonald's? Because he can flip them like the best.
Oh, he can, man. I like where your head's at, sir. All right, they're just random calls now. Who's this? That's you.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Double R. Two words for you on Coach Cal. He's awesome.
Hey, this is very good. Listen, we need to keep the double R to Roger and Justin.
No, I'll even
Roger
give it.
And
listen,
Justin
here's
only.
The deal. I'll never do another rainwater if those two guys stop as well. Hey, Justin Moore's on it.
Justin's calling the
hey,
show.
Hey, Justin, what's up,
hey,
Gamer? Oh my gosh. Fake D I yeah.
Yes.
Hey, guys, listen up. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I thought I would just call and say a bunch of stuff that no one cares to hear.
Oh, remember.
Poor Dia.
We love Dia.
We love Dia.
Call back Dia.
Hey, number one.
Yes.
Hey, in response to it's John Neighbors.
Hey guys, it's John Neighbors. And the day I gave my resignation to Acre, he gave me some advice. He said that I needed to take 2 weeks off and then quit. What does that mean?
Johnny and Brian on National Brian Day.
Yes.
Last call.
We're doing Razorback Graffiti. Razorback Graffiti.
Oh, how about that?
Very nice.
Thank you.
I'm going to give my vote for the winner.
Okay, who's your vote?
Can I do that?
Yes.
Josh's parents.
Yes.
Well, yeah, listen, they have they reached the point where are they winning every week?
Well, here's the thing. He's won as multiple characters.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
So
okay.
Second
wait a
would be...
That's not your parents?
Second would be Raj.
I will give it. Baz gets an assist on that one because Baz teed it up perfectly. He's like, "Hey, Rod," perfectly. What?
Oh my god!
I'm down with that. I'm down with whatever y'all say. Thank you, Chris Walker and Fitch Brokers.
Yes, great to have
for
him
doing it. Absolutely, we appreciate it. We got to get him back up here as well.
Okay, so Josh is going to take. So who are we going with?
Well, first of all, do we have a winner for the tickets? Did you have those?
Yeah, I have to find his name because I
oh,
was...
Oh, my bad. Okay, my bad. No, go ahead. All right, so what do you think? For a $50 gift card that includes one of us going with them, who gets the sauce gift card?
I'm good with Roger winning it.
Okay.
I'm all right. Well, I'll stay out of it. There it is. There's your winner. Roger Scott, if you remember whom you were, call back and get your $50 gift card to Sauce, where you will see James Valentine all day long.
All right, so
celebrating
now,
his birthday.
So now we come to the big matchup between Journey and Prince.
Huge matchup.
Shannon, do you think there's huge any way matchup. Journey can beat Prince?
Nickelback versus Prince.
I didn't think Journey would beat George Strait. I think they can beat Prince.
Maybe. All right, here we go. We're going to go the first of 15. By 661-1037. Roger's going to play a little while. What are you going to play?
You're Prince.
Hold on.
Go ahead. I'll go first. Yeah, right. Shannon's ready. Go ahead.
There it is.
Come on, Justin. Caddyshack. Oh, you didn't. Oh, wow. You didn't even let them.
There's none. If anybody votes for Journey, I might leave.
Go back to the. Roger, just. I want Justin to cover some Journey in his next concert.
Hell no.
All right.
So, I haven't done this before. Do you all have any people come on the air?
Yeah, we just take your vote. You don't have to answer. Okay. We'll do a hot. All right, here we go. Do you like this one, Roger? This Journey song?
This song's awesome. This song is fantastic.
Listen to that voice, Steve Perry.
So, when do we hear more Prince?
Oh, he needs a good thing.
Pretty darn good.
Well, both of them are good in the hot tub, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's
something else. The afterworld.
Oh, look at that fade. The more I think about this, I can see how Journey beat George Strait. I can see that.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
All right, phone lines are lit up. Let's start taking some votes here, Rock.
All right, here we go.
661-1037. Punch them up. One vote. Already got intimidated. All right, one vote only.
Go.
Journey.
All right.
I hit play.
Right.
Oh, I can't hear both.
We got to hit one of them.
Who's gonna answer the phones?
I can.
Okay.
All right. What's your vote?
Journey.
Wow. Two zip right off the bat. All right. Journey or Prince? 661-1037. What's your vote? Coming to you hot. What's your vote?
You got an answer? Are you answer?
No, it looks like he's there. What's your vote? Prince or Journey? Is it Journey?
Journey.
Wow, three zip. Holy cow. 661-1037. What's your vote, caller? Go ahead.
Dearly beloved,
Prince. All right, 661-1037. What's your vote, caller? Go ahead.
Journey.
Wow, how about that? 661-1037. What's your vote?
Prince.
Thank you. 661-1037. What's your vote? Prince or Journey? Go ahead.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, vote please.
I vote for Journey, and did you see that sweater Calipari had on last night?
I thought about the sweater.
I gotta cut him off.
5-2.
Yeah, Justin's keeping score.
Nice! Keeping
score.
All right, what's your vote, caller? Go ahead.
Prince, in my opinion.
Okay, look, seriously, how embarrassing is it going to be if we have all these fantastic artists and Journey wins?
They're nowhere near as good as Prince.
Journey is a wonderful band.
No, they're not. It's embarrassing.
What's your vote, caller? Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Journey.
Journey gets the vote. 661-1037. All right, caller, what's your vote? Listen, don't call and then hang up and get intimidated.
They don't know if it's them or not.
Don't let Justin intimidate you. Go ahead, caller, what's your vote?
Clearly I have.
What's your vote, caller? Is this a phone issue?
I'm putting them up.
Huh. All right. Well, we'll Justin!
I think China's involved in this.
Oh, there's Batman. Yeah. You got the Batman. All right, Colin, what's your vote? Prince or Journey?
George Strait.
RJ, get to work.
Damn right. All right, Colin, what's your vote? Prince or Journey? Prince or Journey?
Journey.
Well, it is 7-3, 1st-15.
I hope to God I never hear this song again.
It's so bad.
Oh, my God. Y'all are terrible. What's your vote, Colin? Go ahead. It's great at karaoke, too. Coming to you hot. Just be ready to vote. Oh, listen, that's another. I mean, so good. Colin, what's your vote? We're coming to you. You got to vote. Journey or Prince?
They don't know if it's them or not.
Well, listen, when you hear us ask for you, give your vote. Say it out loud. Just if you don't think it's you, just
you
say
know it. When we come to you, you can hear it on your phone. Just vote.
Vote. What's your vote?
Prince.
Very good. Thank you. All right, Colin, what's your vote? When you hear you say, when I say, what's your vote, please vote.
Prince.
Thank you. We'll come back there at 7-5.
We just skip around.
What's that?
Skip around.
Colin, what's your vote? What's your vote, caller?
Prince, for sure.
Wow, it's a comeback. All right. 7-6. What's your vote, caller?
Shirley, Ben Luffy. We are against you today.
All right, Prince ties it up. 7-7. Now,
here we go.
Caller, what's your vote?
Prince ties it up. 7-7. Now, here we go. Here we come.
Caller, what's your vote? Prince or Journey? Say it. Say it!
Say it!
Prince or Journey? Prince or Journey?
Prince.
Prince takes the lead. Wow, how about that? Was down big. All right, Colin, what's your vote? Prince or Journey? Looks like a delay or something.
I think it's the music too. It's probably a lot in the phone.
No, we've done this. We've done this for 20 years. This is not that difficult. It's not that difficult. We've done it before.
Right.
What's your vote, Colin? Go ahead.
People are asleep.
Prince or Journey?
Caller, that is you. You can hear my voice. Come back to the light.
When you hear that, just scream out, Prince or Journey. Caller, what's your vote?
Wow.
Prince or Journey.
What's your vote?
Bernie. All right.
Bernie. One vote for Bernie Sanders.
It is 8-8.
8-8. What's your vote, caller?
It's Prince, and it's not even close.
It's Prince.
Right. 8-8? Bernie was for Journey?
We had one person
got it. Bernie Sanders.
That last vote was for Prince, so Prince is up 9-8.
Yeah. Hello, caller.
Caller, what's your vote?
Prince.
Oh, boy.
There it is.
10-8. Uh-oh, pulling away here. 661-1037. What's your vote, caller? Go ahead. Journey, okay.
All right. Journey and Bernie.
No, sir. No, hello, it's caller. Not Journey, sir.
What's your vote, caller? Go ahead. Journey or Prince? I tell you, our phone lines are terrible today.
Hi.
Journey. Oh, wow. Whoa. Holy cow. 10-10.
First to 15.
Win by two. No, win by one.
Oh, wow.
In the whole stretch now.
Bernie.
Embarrassing yourself.
Bernie.
What in the world? 661-1037. Let's try it again, Rod.
Go ahead, caller.
What's your vote?
Bernie.
Wow.
Bernie.
This is Acree's favorite section.
I know. 11-10. It's going down the wire. 11-10.
I'm like Paul Feinbaum. I'm just babysitting a phone line for 20 minutes.
Caller, what's your vote? Journey or Prince? We're going to keep going until we get votes. Journey or Prince? What's your vote? You know, there are people there.
They're listening to the radio. Yeah, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Vote. Journey or Prince?
That's you.
All right, folks, turn off your radios and just listen to it through your phone.
Yeah, just listen. When you hear it, just shout it. Prince, Journey.
Journey,
got it.
Well,
thank you very much.
So what's 12 to 10?
You're wrong, sir.
12 to 10.
Go ahead, caller.
What's your vote?
Journey.
Wow, 13-10.
No, I thought 12-10.
No, it's 13.
13.
13-10.
Yeah, what's your vote, caller?
France.
What?
Prince.
I thought he said France.
13-11. 13-11. Man, coming down the wire.
And that's why we use the text line.
661. What's your vote?
Prince. Just to keep Journey out of there.
13-12.
Thank you, sir, for your
service.
For your service. What's your vote, caller? Go ahead.
Mo Ben, Prince.
Wow. Oh, it is tied up. 13-13. Unbelievable. All right, what's your vote, caller?
Journey.
Wow. No, oh, 14-13. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Justin, you're on the ropes. Here we go. What's your vote, caller? What's your vote, caller?
Journey wins it!
Wow. Oh, my God! Journey beats Prince!
I have blouses. I have goosebumps.
Oh, my gosh!
Play
me. So what? This was the best band of all time.
No, it was not. There was no. It was just
okay. So what was it?
Music bracket.
Yeah.
It was just and Shannon put together.
Literally, I want you listeners out there to listen carefully. Of every band in the history of music, you guys.
Turned it up.
Selected Journey.
Do what I did.
Listen to this. Here's one of Justin's guys.
All the band. The Eagles, the Beatles, Stones, Skinner.
You can't take this.
Zeppelin.
Here you go. Prince, you can't take this
Led
seriously.
Zeppelin.
The callers are too dumb to know when it comes to them.
You guys selected Journey. That's who y'all select. Greatest of all time. Journey. It's shameful.
Oh, my
God. From the D3 text line,
Shannon,
here we go.
Shannon, you agree with me, correct?
Oh, I totally agree with you.
From the D3 text line.
Yes, I totally agree.
From the D3 text line.
There's so many bands that are better.
You can't take these votes seriously. The callers are too dumb to know when you come to them. From Johnny Sausage, the true losers in today's competition are the listeners.
Ashamed right now. I'm ashamed.
Y'all have just ruined my day.
Oh my God. You know what?
No one likes Journey. Everyone likes seeing Justin flutter.
I think that's part of it too.
When I put all those acts together, this was never on the radar.
Yeah, Josh, it's embarrassing.
Look,
don't you hate on Journey.
Because of the winner and the duration of time it took for the callers to answer, I was able to submit a resume to three different radio stations. Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. Please take me. Please, God.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
our fearless leader,
yes.
Justin Akery, will agree with me also.
Oh, he's in that resume too.
Oh my gosh.
Hey guys, this is going to be my last day with you.
You know what? Good for you. What's a good one? They got a new guy singing for Journey.
I like Separate Ways. It's good. Don't Stop Believing sucks. And then, I don't really know a lot.
Don't Stop Believing has made them more money than anything.
That's not the point. A lot of songs have made a lot of money. Who let the dogs out?
Music, and she ain't never wrote a good song.
Listen.
The dog ain't never wrote one. Let me tell you something. You might have been conceived by one of them Journey songs.
Yes, that's true. Good point, Roger.
My mother likes that.
Your
mother's listening right now. And right now, they have shut down the dental office in West Virginia. They have locked the doors. And right now, somebody's getting some Novocaine. Ow! The idea of a ton of money is terrible because, I'm sure, who let the dogs out by the Baja Men?
If you can't acknowledge that that has been a popular song for 30 years,
that's what it is.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
I tell you, there's been more love making at a picnic with Journey.
And what really drove it, I think, was that TV show Glee.
Is that right? I did not see Glee.
Yeah.
Well,
popular don't mean good.
All right, 9:30. Thank you, everybody, for that amazing.
Thank you, everyone. We have finished up the music bracket. You're thanking them. I think we're going to take the rest of it off. You're thanking them.
You just leave it all up to me. We can have a good time. You don't have to...
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday morning. Call Morning Mayhem and let them know how you feel about how they did. One sentence and one sentence only.
SportsCenter.
An exciting night in the NBA playoffs. We saw two major rallies that held teams take 2-0 leads. First, it was Cleveland taking care of Orlando 96-86. Then the New York Knicks erased a 5-point deficit with 30 seconds to go thanks to a Jalen Brunson 3, a steal on the baseline, and then a Dante DiVincenzo 3 that put the Knicks up for good. They win 104-101 over Philadelphia to take a 2-game-to-none series lead. And then it was the Denver Nuggets, who were down 20 points against the Los Angeles Lakers. It was a tie ball game. Jamal Murray knocks down a shot as the buzzer sounds to get the 101-99 win over the Lakers and also take a 2-0 series lead. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz weather with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Plenty of sunshine in store for your Tuesday. It's going to be a little bit on the warmer side with high temperatures making it into the upper 70s and the lower 80s. Maybe a few thin high clouds later on this afternoon. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Get the inside scoop from the Hill when Homer's Ace Hardware presents Arkansas second baseman Peyton Stovall on 103.7 The Buzz. Every Tuesday, Peyton joins Roger, David, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. They'll talk college baseball and whatever else comes to mind. It's Peyton Stovall every Tuesday morning with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz. Made possible by Homer's Ace Hardware. Need help? Ask Homer at any of locations, Searcy, Beebe, or Cabot.
Quality Outdoor Products in Alexander, your metal roofing superstore, has a brand new showroom. Take exit 126 off I-30 and visit with Cal about a new carport or metal building. 40-year colors are available at only $289 a foot. 20-year colors are $259 and Galvalume runs $249. Trim and accessories are always available. Take exit 126 in Alexander or call Cal at 501-455-0240 about a new carport, metal building, or metal roofing supply.
Roger Scott for Family Markets. Are you tired of the same old grocery store experience? Then it's time to switch things up and shop at the neighborhood Family Markets in Pangburn, Malvern, and Shannon Hills. Our stores offer a unique shopping experience where we know our customers by name and offer a wide selection of fresh, locally sourced meats and produce. And you can even grab you a hot cup of community coffee while you're there. On selected items, you can mix and match any five items for only $24.99. And if you're a Valero gasoline customer, store points on your Family Markets reward card. Redeem them at the pump to lower your price per gallon at select stores. At your neighborhood Family Markets, we're committed to providing a personalized shopping experience that's focused on our customers. So come on down and see why we're the best choice for your grocery needs. With fresh food, great deals, and friendly service, we're sure you're going to love shopping at the neighborhood Family Markets. So come on, stop by today and check us out. We're the Family Markets, with stores located in Pangburn, Malvern, and Shannon Hills. The way grocery shopping is supposed to be. Family Markets.
The newest Forest River dealership is now open in Little Rock. Visit Arkansas's premier Forest River dealer, specializing in the sales and service of the Forest River lineup, along with a large selection of quality pre-owned RVs. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. Plus, as part of the Camping World Dealer Network, you will have access to our national network of lenders, nationwide service network, and all of the Good Sam products and services. We can't wait to serve you at our newest location in Little Rock. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Hey, Buzz listeners, have you heard the news? Natural State Wholesale has just expanded and doubled in size, making it the ultimate warehouse wonderland. You will walk through the warehouse and be amazed by the unbeatable prices around every turn. At the warehouse, you will find wholesale pricing on everything. Come on down and meet the flooring king, Don Grisham, and see for yourself what everyone is talking about. Visit the warehouse today, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot off Exit 61, or visit them online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
Always make sure to say please and thank you. Morning Mayhem is back on the air, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, my gosh, it's Josh's parents. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Neighbors.
Hey, Josh. You know your mother and I always taught you to chase your dreams. We just hope that you had better dreams than this. You know, more like your brother, you loser.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Roger Scott's calling. Good morning, Rog.
What?
The highest paid coach in the country is walking into a pit of NIL money.
Oh, my God.
The likes of which we've never seen in college hoops history.
How about this thing?
When John Calipari left Kentucky Arkansas, most people thought it was a lateral move at best, or even a step down. No need to worry about Coach Cal, though. His new deal will be worth at least $40 million over the next 5 years. That's $2 million a year more than any other coach in college basketball. And he's being promised at least $5 million more in NIL scratch to recruit with. You may not know, but Arkansas is a sleeping giant in the NIL space, with alumni ranging from Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, the Walton family
that's
that owns Walmart, and funding...
I do want to thank...
Boom.
Now, listen, today has been... we have been all over the map today. I'm just telling you, from the start, Shannon, at 6 o'clock to now, some of our comments on our D3 Auto Sales text line. You guys are simultaneously the best and the worst radio show at the same time. Congratulations. Thank you. That's a great compliment.
Petey was great today. We followed that up with the dead phone line.
Yeah, here it says, this is from M. Way. Y'all had me yelling Prince into my phone while rolling down the interstate looking like a dumb, and I'm not even sure if it counted. Your phones need some work, but very entertaining. Here's one that says, very good show today. It's been really funny the whole time. Lots of laughs. Appreciate it. Good job as always. We appreciate you guys listening. Hey, there was a lot of activities today. And you got Razorback Baseball tonight here in town. So you
I love how Baz goes, we've been all over the place today.
That's not typical.
Yeah, it's every day. Yeah. That's exactly right. Good point. Touche. Do want to thank all of our great sponsors who sponsored everything. I mean, we had a lot of ground to cover today. And tomorrow, Roger, we will be in
Benton, Arkansas.
That's right. We're at Alcoa.
Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Oh, my God.
I know what you thought.
Alcoa.
It'll be the first. Yeah. Are you going anywhere this week?
Thursday we're at in Morrilton, right?
Have you gone anywhere this week? You've been gone the last couple of Thursdays.
Yes, I am. I have a charity event Thursday night.
No, I'm talking in the morning.
I'm in. Yes, I just remember Thursday night, though.
What do you got Thursday night?
It's the Wolf Street Foundation, D-Mac.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, D-Mac
very
is
nice.
Coming. Wolf Street. Shannon, obviously we're going to thank Jeff Lee and ABC Supply and obviously, y'all's, Hannah Gamble connection is great. You know, listen, this is, we were talking about, they only have,
three,
a couple series left.
Three left.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right, yeah.
She's realizing how it's coming
she
to
is.
An end. I just hope they can get to the World Series this year.
I'll be up there for the Ole Miss series.
Yeah, that's
which is the last SEC series. And, you're right, Baz, man. They've done so much since Coach Dipple's been there.
Yeah.
Which has been Hannah's career.
Yeah.
And the only thing they haven't done is get through a super
at home
get to Oklahoma
to
City.
The World Series.
Yeah. Well, the best shot was it 2 years ago when we had Texas, but we were up 2-0, didn't we?
We were. Yeah.
And they was it 2-0? Is that what it was?
They won the last two. And then they got upset. Was it last year? I think it was last year by Oregon.
Oregon. And then the year with Arizona. You're playing the ghost in that series.
You're playing them. The worst thing, you're playing them at home. You got the home field advantage. I'll never forget watching Courtney Dyfel go out and hug her husband on the field for about 5 minutes. After that Texas loss, I mean, you got mighty Texas. You got them there at home. You win that first game. You're thinking, we're going to do it.
That team was really, really good.
Yeah, it sure was.
That was a really good team.
Hey, here's one from Kate Moore. Is now a bad time to say that I like Journey?
Morning, Mrs. Moore. Yes, it is.
I do love that when folks now have learned they can get after Justin through their voting and through the text line. I see that. That is fun.
Angry voting.
Oh, you love that, do you? I do.
Oh, no, what was the one I read? Roger says, for Justin now... Journey fans have become like Ole Miss fans. Don't ever call, ever.
No matter who you are.
Don't call back.
Hey, Baz, Roger, please tell Justin, I totally agree with his Journey comments. There is no comparison when you compare Prince to Journey. They shouldn't be on the same voting ballot. It's far better. Prince finishes second.
Here's one. Evidently, I listen to y'all too much. I caught myself doing the Baz chainsaw to music yesterday. How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. Hey. It's starting to happen.
We're making an impact.
We are changing you. We are putting you in there. Listen, if anybody would like to have an autograph version of the official bracket of today, we have it right here. We will sign it and give it to you down front.
Roger, tonight you have a trivia at Boudreaux's. If you don't have tickets to the baseball game tonight, come to Boudreaux's tonight and hang out. It's always a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a great deal of fun. You're able to, two more weeks and you'll be able to, you'll be in the drawing for a $250 Bose soundbar. Here's one, speaking of that bag. And I just told them we could give out their number if they want. These folks here have two tickets to the Razorback ball game tonight.
Oh.
They'd like to get rid of.
Please advise.
Now, I just told them that we can give your number out question,
Mark. We can do that, yeah.
You have to let us know if that's what you want to do.
Before we go to break, I saw it was Andrew Jones' birthday today. Yeah. And I know you're a big Braves fan, Justin. What about Andrew Jones?
Oh, man, he was great.
Yeah.
Center fielder.
Yeah, 96 to 2007.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a great player.
Spells his name with a U, which is interesting. John Cena's birthday is today as well. Where does John Cena rank in the? I've never been a huge Cena fan. Josh, what about you? Are you a Cena fan or? Oh, he's on the phone. Yeah, I've not been a big Cena fan. What about you, Raj? Yes or no? Yeah,
no.
He does a little windshield thing. Is that right?
Is that what he does? You're asking me about John Cena?
Yes,
that's right. He kind of carried my childhood wrestling wise. There's not a whole lot going on. Cena was kind of the guy.
So he's big in your book.
You want him on your picnic?
I don't like John Cena.
Okay, well.
You what? You do what?
Josh, you were so tuckered out, aren't you? Have you heard the John Cena prank call?
Yes, it's one of the. I mean, it's one
what
of
is
the best
it? I mean, it, we should play. So,
yeah.
John Cena.
So basically, they just harassed this poor woman with asking. Calls about if she wants to buy a pay-per-view for wrestling, and they did it because her son and I believe in her husband.
I think, love
wrestling.
Yes,
and she cannot. It's so good.
I mean, it's so good.
You guys would appreciate it. Good old school radio prank.
We will have to do that. Shannon, listen. Happy birthday to you in advance.
Thanks.
Turning
happy,
60.
Yeah.
You're still here. You know, we've
yes, sir.
The way I look at it, if we're all still here. It's a good
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you're still here, Shannon.
Hey, well, you know what? Yeah. This last year, you almost weren't.
I tell you what, it was close.
Yeah, it was.
You had no idea how bad it was.
You were facing death and didn't know it.
Right.
So just a reminder to enjoy.
Well, yeah. And another buddy of ours who was celebrating 64 years today, he had issues that he might not have made it this far. James Ballantyne today is having a birthday.
Oh, yeah, cancer. That's right. Yeah, listen, if you're here, enjoy it. Smell the roses and appreciate what you got, because tomorrow's not promised.
I'm wearing a roses belt buckle right now.
I thought you might have had some of that Loom Rose deodorant.
We'll get some at Loom for you.
Listen, if you missed today, you need to go back in the first hour and listen to Shannon and Rick having fun together, and then Justin.
Second hour.
Justin talking to Josh about picnicking today.
We have that coming back next.
We have that coming back. Good. All right, 9:45 every morning, man.
I'm a lonely man.
it's David Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. Luxury Pool & Spa currently has fantastic rebates on Pool Life and Bakwasil pool chemicals. And the great thing, you can always bring in a pool or spa water sample, and the chemically trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your chemicals are at the correct levels. They also carry Sirona Spa chemicals and frog systems, the exact same kind I use in my new spa. And yes, I'm glad Luxury Pool & Spa tested my water. Needless to say, I was using a little too much chlorine, but now that has been corrected. Luxury Pool & Spa carries Pentair pool equipment, newly added patio furniture by Fisco, PK grills, and plenty of pool toys. They're family-owned since 1976. Owners and operators Shane, Jeremy, and Andrea Lawson take great pride in their craftsmanship and the quality pools they produce. They even built Head Hog Sam Pittman's pool in Hot Springs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday getaway with Luxury Pool & Spa. Check them out online at LuxuryPoolArkansas.com. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville.
Do you need Rainwater Holt and Sexton? Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888. It really is just that easy. If you've been injured and need help, it doesn't matter where in Arkansas you are. Just dial 888-8888. We'll come to you. I'm Mike Rainwater of Rainwater Holt and Sexton. We have been thankfully serving Arkansans for years, and we appreciate the trust you've put in us. We work hard for you, Arkansas, each and every day. Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
Red tape. 1 in 3 businesses will get caught up in it, and they'll be penalized by the IRS for mismanaging their payroll. Because when you're handling payroll, HR compliance, and those constantly changing tax laws, that red tape can get sticky in a hurry. At The Payroll Company, we free you from that tangled mess and get you back to business. The Payroll Company. Less headaches, more than payroll. Visit morethanpayroll.com to learn more.
You go into your shower feeling, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tackle your outdoor projects with Greenway Equipment's Lawn Patrol Package. Handling is effortless with the John Deere 1023E's Twin Touch Foot Controls with a hydrostatic transmission and four-wheel drive with power steering. The 60D Driveover Auto Connect Belly Mower makes mowing easy. And the 120R Quick Park Loader is perfect for dirt moving and mulching projects. With 0% APR for 84 months and a 6-year powertrain warranty, it's a deal you can't miss. For more information, head to your local Greenway or visit GoGreenway.com. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Whenever I think of picnics now, I think about the scene in Zodiac where the killer walks up and kills the couple beside the water. And I just...
I'm going to take you on a picnic and I'll protect you.
I'll tell you right now, if you do that for me.
I don't like the way you make conversations.
I don't like your conversation about Captain Quantrill.
Captain? Captain of what? Bunch of thieves?
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you. Otherwise, leave it alone.
What a voice.
Yeah.
John Wayne. Good Lord. And Justin Moore.
Stinks in here.
Take it. Oh, it does, don't it? Open it up. Oh, come here. Josh!
I gotta go open the door.
Huh? Yeah.
I gotta go open the door. I mean, it stinks all the way in.
Oh, my God. It is everywhere. Come on.
Oh my gosh, you don't like that song?
Not
you hate
one
it.
Bit. That may be one of the worst songs
but,
ever.
You know, that's the song they say gets people, according to
I
all
heard,
the folks who.
I heard
who
Stubby
was it?
Say
it was
that.
Stubby said that. Yeah. Says it gets people
that's
in the
so
net.
He said that's
true.
Fireworks.
Isn't that funny? What bothers you about it?
I don't know. It just.
Have you seen the video of KC on stage lately?
I love the melody.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I think it's a great melody.
Yeah, he looks probably 290 pounds. Yeah. He's lost some weight though. I think when he got to Oakland, when he performed at Oakland, he lost a little bit of weight. But
did he?
Yeah, he's.
What
big.
Do you mean? He got a divorce? Ow! Wow, that's just jokes.
Yeah, we will be at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union tomorrow. Roger will have a short drive to the show. Now, Justin, when do
I'm not even going to drive there until I hear Faith Hill.
When do you head to Washington, Justin? You go Wednesday or Thursday? Wednesday?
I leave tomorrow afternoon.
Be careful up there.
So you'll be with us. You'll be with us
to Boise. Idaho.
Yes.
They tell you when you go there, it's not Boise. It's Boise.
Interesting.
It is.
Boise, Idaho, and then I'm in Washington State for 2 days, and then I'm going to go through Phoenix. And visit Colt Ford.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, obviously, he had a heart attack or something, a stroke.
You know, Daly talked about him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so I talked to Colt last night for the first time since he's been through all this stuff. And we're really, really good friends. And so spoke with him last night. So I'm going to go visit him on my way home. But, yeah, I'll be with you guys tomorrow.
Cool, awesome. Right. Justin Akery joins us now. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Oh, just getting ready for the show, talking some NFL draft with Chris Turnage. He's going to join us coming up at 10:30 today. We've also got Pat coming on, thanks to our friends at River City Flooring. Eli Craner will be on, thanks to the Old Bank in Russellville, and Susan Irwin making her weekly appearance, thanks to our friends over at Willie D's. Dueling Pianos going to get you really on.
Do you have any dog in the hunt for the draft that you're really intrigued by or interested in?
Saints need an offensive lineman. They're going to draft an offensive lineman, so that's all good for me. I'm just glad they've got a first-round pick, which a few teams do not. So, be intriguing to see what the Bears do with their second pick. I think we all know what they're going to do with their first pick, but we'll talk to Chris about that. And then any Arkansas guys that might have a shot. I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of undrafted free agent guys, and then obviously hoping that Cam gets drafted as a kicker. So
Knocks in, snacks out.
Yeah, so. I'm very concerned about the football team. Very concerned about the football team. Very concerned.
You know, the transfer
about
from Tennessee,
the football team.
Transfer from Tennessee came in, I guess, took some of his reps away in the red-white game. I guess he'd been doing during spring, and I guess that...
Concerned.
Interesting.
About the football team.
What did you think? I don't know if you were listening to our matchup there at the end. Journey versus Prince.
The dumbest thing you guys have ever done. We've done a lot of dumb stuff on the show. That's the dumbest.
So you're,
thank you, Justin.
Idiotic.
Do you not agree that Journey is embarrassing
the dumbest
of all the bands?
Yeah.
Okay, what if I told you that Journey is the 11th best-selling.
That's our list.
52 million albums.
Thank you guys.
Domestically, 100 million worldwide albums sold.
Taylor Swift has sold a billion albums.
Well, it means
you're
popular.
Shakespeare in Love beat Saving Private
True.
Ryan for Best Picture 1 year, too, David.
Well,
I don't know what your point is.
I can't understand the hate for Journey.
Saving Private Ryan lost out to Shakespeare in Love.
Al Pacino was not nominated for The Godfather.
The hate for Journey, Roger. You know,
I don't hate Journey. I'm just saying they're better than Prince is stupid.
Well,
they can be good and not be better than Prince.
But you know what? Part of it is also how you do your campaign. And Justin went on the offensive, and I think a lot of people people might have been just voting to irritate Justin, I think. Something tells me.
That's just dumb. That's double dumb.
Shannon, thanks so much for hanging out with us again, buddy. We appreciate ABC Supply. And happy 60th birthday again, man.
Thank you.
Water's not too bad. Yeah,
It's not too bad.
There's a lot of teenagers from the 70s right now that are going.
Are you attending the game tonight?
I will be attending the game tonight.
Yeah.
Real excited about it. Let's go Hogs.
First pitch, 7 o'clock?
6 o'clock. I love Coach James, too, and they're having a tough year down at UAPB. Yeah. But, you know, he's been through a lot. He had a real tough time with COVID. He was sick for quite a while, and he's bounced all the way back. And he's trying to get his team on track, and it's tough.
Justin.
It's a tough gig, man.
You know who applauds what Journey did today? UAPB. If Journey can do that, then UAPB has a chance.
As my man Steve Sullivan says, where there's life, there's hope. You know, and by the way, I wanted to let you know too, Roger.
Yes, sir.
Because David is abandoning you on Thursday to allegedly go to some charity event.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
I will be there in person.
Shut it!
Your hand through trivia.
Hold your hand.
Finally, trivia.
Are y'all down there this week?
Yeah, they've been in Friday.
We're gonna go Thursday and do the show. There's a big announcement coming. I don't know if you guys have heard. Related to Arena Football.
Yes, I have.
I did not know.
So
he didn't tell me
anything.
I
will be there for the press conference, and we've actually got former Heisman winner Tim Brown on the show on Thursday.
Did you remember interviewing him?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Great
he
guy.
Is a very nice guy. And then on Friday, we're down to have fun.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so
I'll see you Thursday night at Mainline Sports
Bar. I'm going to sleep over in the Mainline. I'm going to lay on the couch.
Listen.
Roll over and be ready to go for Friday.
I'll be right there with you.
Justin Justin and Kate have talked about coming over to
Thursday.
They talked about it. But
Justin, are you going to be at the game tonight? Or you got to travel?
No, I have to coach my daughter.
Your daughter wants to go watch the Razorbacks. Let's not kid ourselves.
She probably does.
Yeah. Sold out. It's going to be fun tonight.
Yeah, you know,
and what a great night for weather.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, how great for Pine Bluff to be in front of 10 million. I mean, 10,000 and number two team in the nation.
Love Coach James. We were talking yesterday about the Division I coaches in the state, and Coach James has been there a long time. Coach Rappel's been at Arkansas State a long time. We love Chris Curry. He's kind of like a personal life coach for me.
Yeah.
And then obviously David Horn. We're so lucky with the Division I coach in the state. I know UAPB's record's not very good. They got a really good catch. He's like second in the nation in batting average.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so can't wait to see that tonight. See how he does against Ben Bibee and that staff from Arkansas. Yeah.
All right, well, go Hogs. Roger, we will see you in Benton tomorrow.
Benton tomorrow at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. You've heard about Matt Jones and the Miracle on Markham. We'll be talking to the Matt Jones and Miracle on Mortgages.
How about that?
On Reynoldsville.
Shannon, thanks again. Well done. Justin, well done. Josh, good work as always. Roger, you're the man.
I'm back at you,
thanks, Bubba everybody, Rubble. For listening. We appreciate you. The Zone's up next.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this.